try to look like a victim, will you?"
"I can do that all right," said Rincewind, beating off a particularly stubborn member of the Junior Chamber of Commerce. "I've had a lot of practice. For the last time, I don't want to buy anyone, you wretched child." He looked gloomily at the walls around them. At least there weren't any of those disturbing pictures here, but the hot breeze still blew the dust around him, and he was sick and tired of looking at sand. What he wanted was a couple of cool beers, a cold bath, and a change of clothing. It probably wouldn't make him feel better, but it would at least make feeling awful more enjoyable. Not that there was any beer here, probably. It was a funny thing, but in chilly cities like Ankh-Morpork, the big drink was beer, which cooled you down, but in places like this, where the whole sky was an oven with the door left open, people drank tiny little sticky drinks which set fire to the back of your throat. And the architecture was all wrong, and they had statues in their temples that, well, just weren't suitable. This wasn't the right kind of place for wizards. Of course, they had some local-grown alternative enchanters or some such, but not what you'd call decent magic. Kanina strolled ahead of him, humming to herself.
"You rather like her, don't you? I can tell," said a voice in his head.
"Oh, blast," thought Rincewind. "You're not my conscience again, are you?"
"Your libido. It's a bit stuffy in here, isn't it? You haven't had it done up since the last time I was around.
Look, go away, will you? I'm a wizard. Wizards are ruled by their heads, not by their hearts. And I'm getting votes from your glands, and they're telling me that as far as your body is concerned, your brain is in a minority of one."
"Yes, but it's got the casting vote then."
"Ha! That's what you think. Your heart has got nothing to do with this, by the way. It's merely a muscular organ which powers the circulation of the blood. But look at it like this. You quite like her, don't you?"
"Well," Rincewind hesitated.
"Yes," he thought. "She's pretty good company, eh?"
"Nice voice."
"Well, of course. You'd like to see more of her."
"Well," Rincewind realized with some surprise that, yes, he would. It wasn't that he was entirely unused to the company of women, but it always seemed to cause trouble, and of course it was a well-known fact that it was bad for the magical abilities, although he had to admit that his particular magical abilities, being approximately those of a rubber hammer, were shaky enough to start with.
"Then you've got nothing to lose, have you?" his libido put in an oily tone of thought. It was at this point Rincewind realised that something important was missing. It took him a little while to realise what it was. No one had tried to sell him anything for several minutes. In Al-Kali, that probably meant you were dead. He, Kanina, and the luggage were alone in a long, shady alley. He could hear the bustle of the city some way away, but immediately around them there was nothing except a rather expectant silence.
"They've run off," said Kanina.
"Are we going to be attacked?"
"Could be. There's been three men following us on the rooftops."
Rincewind squinted upwards at almost the same time as three men dressed in flowing black robes dropped lightly into the alleyway in front of them. When he looked around, two more appeared from around a corner. All five were holding long, curved swords, and although the lower halves of their faces were masked, it was almost certain that they were grinning evilly. Rincewind rapped sharply on the luggage's lid.
"Kill?" he suggested.
The luggage stood stock still for a moment and then plodded over and stood next to Kanina. It looked slightly smug, and Rincewind realised with jealous horror, rather embarrassed.
"Why, you," he growled and gave it a kick, "you handbag."
He sidled closer to the girl, who was standing there with a thoughtful smile on her face.
"What now?" he said. "Are you going to offer them all a quick perm?"
The men edged a little closer. They were, he noticed, only interested in Kanina.
"I'm not armed," she said.
"What happened to your legendary comb?"
"Left it on the boat."
"You've got nothing?" Kanina shifted slightly to keep as many of the men as possible in her field of vision.
"I've got a couple of air grips," she said out of the corner of her mouth.
"Any good?"
"Don't know. Never tried."
"You got us into this."
"Relax. I think they'll just take us prisoner."
"Oh, that's fine for you to say. You're not marked down as this week's special offer."
The luggage snapped its lid once or twice, a little uncertain about things.
One of the men gingerly extended his sword and prodded Rincewind in the small of the back.
"They want to take us somewhere, see?" said Kanina. She gritted her teeth.
"Oh, no," she muttered.
"What's the matter now?"